I'm Aaron Schachter, in for Marco Werman, and you're tuned to The World. There's not a lot of good news in Greece these days, but today Greeks got a bit of relief, a day after their parliament voted to accept tough reforms in exchange for a bailout. EU creditors agreed to give Greece an emergency loan to pay some of its IOUs. They also agreed to provide support for Greek banks. But that doesn't mean Greeks are out celebrating. In fact, there have been violent protests. After all, they voted no on the terms of the bailout. My BBC colleague Mark Lowen is in Athens, so I asked him, what's the mood there?
There's a feeling here among many people that they feel betrayed by the government because they voted no in that referendum just last week. 61% of people voting no. They felt that that was what the government was going to follow. They felt that they were making their voices heard. But then, of course, under extreme pressure from the Eurozone, the no became a yes. And Alexis Tsipras and his government then ratified this bailout agreement. I think people realize here that Greece has had a gun held to its head by the Eurozone over the last week or so, and that really there was no other option for Alexis Tsipras apart from leaving the euro and default, and that is what he said in his speech to Parliament. But that won't lessen the frustration here. They felt that they were going to get something new with this government and with the no in that referendum, but actually they've had more of the same and yet more austerity measures.
As you said, Mark, Prime Minister Tsipras came in saying no to austerity, and now he just accepted it, even as he said on the floor of Parliament, I don't believe in this. What happens next for him? It's a very strange situation looking at it from here.
It is. I mean, he has been weakened by the vote, and he will have to have a cabinet reshuffle as early as tomorrow, perhaps, and then possibly even a vote of confidence to try to remain in power. He'll have to probably weed out the harshest critics on the left of his government and replace them with more bailout-friendly faces. But when you look at the opinion polls here, the majority of Greeks still want him to stay as prime minister. He is still the most popular politician in this country. Why? Because Greeks feel that he actually fought for them, unlike previous prime ministers here. And yes, he caved in at the end, but in a sense, there's a feeling from Greeks that he put in a fight, and a lot of them understand why he caved in. And, you know, he was elected in January to end austerity, but he was also elected to keep Greece in the euro. That was the promise he made. And ultimately, he decided that the latter promise was even more important than the former one. So, yes, possibly a vote of confidence in the coming days, possibly a kind of new makeup of his coalition, but unless he decides to step aside because he does not want to implement measures that he doesn't actually believe in, I don't think he's going to be forced out.
Now, Mark, we heard a piece that you did yesterday about a cleaning lady who did have the sentiment that you're suggesting. She was still in favor of Prime Minister Tsipras, but she was really nervous about the future. Is that fairly representative of Greeks right now? No one really knows what's happening?
Yeah, Greece has been through different emotions over the last 4 years that I've been reporting this story. When I moved here in 2011, 2012, it was the rioting every 2 months. It was the kind of revulsion at the idea of austerity. Then there was just kind of overwhelming depression as the cuts bit. And now it is profound uncertainty and fear of what's going to happen next. That cleaning lady is one of those who could potentially lose her job again because the Greek government has been ordered to revoke measures that were deemed anti-bailout, in a sense, over the last few months. Others are very, very worried. I spoke to a pharmacist yesterday. She said, you know, in Greece, the little pharmacies belong to the pharmacists. With the new measures, they're going to bring in big pharmacy chains, and the idea is to boost competition, but it could put us out of business. All of these people in different sectors of society, let alone the pensioners who are going to have, you know, their pensions cut again, they're all facing a huge amount of uncertainty over the next steps forward.
That's the BBC's Mark Lowen in Athens.